from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. If you receive Social Security benefits, listen up. Now you'll have to go through an identity verification process if you want to continue receiving payments. NJ.com reports, as of now, Social Security recipients can no longer verify their identity online. It's all part of the Department of Government Efficiency's move to cut back on government spending in the Social Security Administration. Everyone who receives Social Security benefits must verify their identity in person, no matter how long ago they started receiving benefits. And if you don't comply, you risk losing your monthly payments, maybe permanently. Be sure to bring your primary form of ID with you and a document verifying your Social Security number. You can go online to find an office closest to you. The New Jersey Turnpike is moving ahead on a contract with a company that some lawmakers say may have ties to China.
On Tuesday, the New Jersey Turnpike Authority released its final decision upholding the $1.7 billion contract awarded to TransCor. The firm, which has an office in Union, will handle EasyPass service for the Turnpike. The decision said that TransCor offered the most competitive price for the best service available, and that any fears the Chinese Communist Party controls the firm are absurd. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
This portion of the news made possible by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. If you filled up your car's gas tank at the BP station in Keyport near Route 36, you may have received gas tainted with water. Police tell ABC 7 Eyewitness News the department took about 10 reports on Friday from drivers who broke down along Clark Street just after filling up at that station. Police say anybody who believes they got the tainted fuel need to file a report if they want to get their repair costs reimbursed. Along with prom, commencement, and final exams, Senior Assassin has become another tradition in the final weeks of high school. The game involves senior student participants stalking and shooting each other with water guns in an effort to, quote-unquote, eliminate their assigned target. It's typically played in residential neighborhoods and businesses, which is where problems begin with neighbors who are unaware of the game and believe they are witnessing a serious situation. Edison Police Chief Thomas Bryan is issuing a warning.
The concept for kids to have fun sounds good, but in the times that we're living in, it's just, you know, not prudent to be doing that, especially with replica guns that look real. People will see it, and it can cause public alarm and, you know, put people at risk.
The game is also called Senior Tag, Killer Game, or Catcher Games. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. You can download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. We're going to get a taste of summer this weekend. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather is going to be breezy and nice with sunshine for now, but there are going to be some clouds building in as we go into the afternoon and even into tonight. Pollen levels are going to be elevated, so if you are hyperallergenic, just make sure you have a remedy available. Temperatures will be near 70 today, and then we dip down to the upper 50s for tonight under increasing amounts of clouds. Then we're going to be mixing the sun and clouds again tomorrow with a breeze, and the pollen levels will again remain high. High temperatures are going to be in the low to mid 80s. Sunday's not as warm for the holiday. We'll have clouds and sunshine, upper 60s to low 70s. And then we're partly sunny on Monday with highs around 60. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Right now, Piscataway 63, Point Pleasant 61, Camden is 65. Weather brought to you by Team Car Wash. The only thing better than a team car wash is a free Team Car Wash. Just text DIRTY, D-I-R-T-Y, to 411-365 and get your first car wash free. Message and data rates may apply.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey, 101.5. Join the conversation.